Good morning. Last week we discussed the halachas of a bar that was dug with two people, b'shutvis. One person dug a few tzvachim, another person came and made it deeper. There is a separate discussion of what happens if the damage is caused by a partnership in a slightly different way. One person digs a bar. He digs the full 10 tzvachim. Someone's walking by, and as he's walking by the edge of the pit, his friend comes and shoves him into the pit. That person falls and gets hurt. Who's at fault? Now, obviously, the person that pushed him is at fault. He pushed him into the pit. On the other hand, had the pit not been there, then the fellow would not have gotten hurt. So how do we divide the responsibility when two people cause the damage? So halacha is, it depends whether it was done by kavanah. In other words, if a person goes ahead, sees a pit, sees his friend, and b'mezid, he deliberately pushes his friend into the bar, then it's the person's responsibility. He's a mazik. Guns don't kill, people do. And since he knew what he was doing, the Baal HaBar doesn't have any liability. The person is completely responsible. However, that is only when it was done by kavana, where the person deliberately was mazik his friend by pushing him into the bar. However, in a case where it was shaloi by kavana, a fellow was walking down the street, his friend is walking next to him, and he trips, and by mistake he nudges his friend, who then falls into the pit. So although the halacha is adam mu'ad la'ilam, a person is responsible for his actions, he's considered a mazik, even though it was a mistake. Even though it wasn't done with intent, you're responsible for your actions. You have to watch where you're going. And if you push someone and he ends up getting hurt, you're responsible. However, in this case, it's unfair to put the burden completely on the person. There were two people who contributed. The person who dug the pit created the bar. The person who wasn't careful and pushed his friend in was also responsible. And therefore, the halacha is they split the cost. Each of them pays for half of the damage. Now, where things get interesting is, say you accidentally push your friend into the bar. So if he gets hurt, so the costs are split between the adam and between the bar. What happens if not only does this person get hurt, but he's hurt badly enough, he has to stay home from work for a few days? So we know in Adam HaMazik, if you're choyvel someone, if you're mazik someone, you hurt someone else, you're chayiv chamisha devarim, nezik tzar, riboy, sheves, and boishes. However, by Mamon HaMazik, if your bar, your shar, something that your money causes damage to someone else, you pay for hezik, you pay for the damage, but you don't pay for the lost work. That's already a grama, and that is only a responsibility when you damage directly. So in this case, when it comes to the hezek, when it comes to the actual damage to the person that fell in, so we have two partners. We have a person who dug the pit pays half, and a person who pushed pays the other half. However, when it comes to sheves, is the Baal HaBar responsible for sheves? No. He just dug, his chiv is mamon hamazik. So in that case, the adam will pay the entire damage. So on the sheves, the person who pushes will pay the entire amount, even though it was done shaloi b'kavana, even though he did not do a b'mezid. But when it comes to the actual hezek, there they'll split. The same halacha will apply by kalim, as we discussed a number of times, that a bar is only responsible if a person or an animal gets hurt. Kalim, if you have an item, if you have clothing, you have something which is not alive that gets hurt, that gets damaged, there is no responsibility for a bar. So in that case, if a person pushes a kalim into a bar, the person is responsible for the entire amount. Whenever you have a joint damage, even if one party for some reason is not liable, the other person pays the entire amount. No, because it's like this. Really, let's say this bar, no one dug it. There was a hurricane, there was an earthquake, there's now a pit. No one's responsible for it. If I come and I, by mistake, push someone into that bar, I'm responsible. I did the entire damage. So when you dug it, there's a person, to the extent that he's liable and I'm liable, we can't, the victim can't collect twice, so we each pay half. But if for any reason there's no liability, then we revert to the fact, I pushed my friend into the pit, that action alone is enough for me to be responsible for the entire amount. Correct, exactly. They're each responsible for the entire amount, simply because you can't pay, the victim can't double bill and collect twice, so each of them will pay half. Oh, very good. So that's Machlokes Rishayim. You know, this case was where if there's a joint damage, each pays half. If a person pushes Kalim in where a bar is putter on Kalim, so there we say the Baal Bar is putter, so the person pays the entire amount. What happens if there's a joint damage, and really they should split the cost? The problem is that one of the people doesn't have any money, or he skips town. So you can't collect from him. So some Rishonim say, then you push back the responsibility on the first person. Since, like we said before, really if I push someone into the bar, I have full responsibility. The only reason why I only pay half is because the Baal Bar is also responsible, so you can't collect twice. That's when each of them is going to pay. However, if for some reason you can't collect from the Baal HaBar, because he skipped town, even though you have a claim against him, since in practice you're never going to see that money, according to some Rishonim, you can go after the person that pushed for the entire amount. There's the equivalent of an arvus, and anytime you won't collect from one, you collect the full amount from the other. Other Rishonim say no, it's only when there's actually a patur. Otherwise, if he's responsible, just you have a practical problem of collection, the other Rishonim say there's no obligation.
How does it do something like the bar if he
dies?
There's no case by a bar, but by a person there is. How would that work? Would it work the same case?
Yeah, so the person, yeah, exactly. In a case where the Baal HaBar is posture because there's no kaifer, then the person who did the pushing is the one that would have the full responsibility. Correct. So again, this is a general rule. Whenever there's joint damage, you split the cost simply because you can't double bill. On the other hand, if it's done the kavana, if a person pushes someone into a bar, there the Rishonim speak out. There the responsibility is completely on the adam, and there's no responsibility on the Baal HaBar whatsoever. Okay, so now let's go through some practical examples of bars that will tie together some of the things we've learned over the past few weeks. You walk into a grocery store and you're doing some shopping. Now a few minutes before, someone beforehand was shopping, they picked up a jar of pickles and it fell. The jar smashed, there is now pickle juice all over the floor. The store owner is busy, he's preoccupied, and it doesn't get cleaned up. And you walk, and the person walks, he slips, and he gets hurt. Who does he have a claim against, if anybody? Through the store. Why? His property. So let's take this piece by piece and go through some of the questions that arise. The first issue is that bar has always been in the street. Barbershop Rabbi, in the middle of the street, someone jackhammers a hole, someone falls in and gets hurt, that's a classic case of bar. If you dig a bar on your private property, so that we learned, if it's within four tzvachim of the street, you're still responsible, because people on the street can fall in, even though it's private property, that is a hazard in the Rishus Rabbi. What if there's a bar on your private property? Do you have any achrayus? So this we pointed out, there's not much discussion. The Yarach HaShulchan says, it's totally in Machlokes Rishonim and Shin Tzadiches, that perhaps not. If you come into my property, I can do what I want on my property. You can, if I invite you in, you're not. If you come in, if you trespass, there's no responsibility. If I invite you in, so the Yarach HaShulchan points out, there's a Machlokes, if I invite someone in, does that mean come in at your own risk? Or am I being makabel shmir? Am I guaranteeing your safety? Now that is a machlokes rishonim. When if I invite someone in and then his shor is mazik, his shor is machlokes, and the Taz says you can say kimli. So it would come out if you're in a private property, even though you were invited in, it's machlokes rishonim, and it's going to be very hard to be moisimamim. Okay. Minhagim din machusa, we can deal with it afterwards. But let me just... Now, I heard B'Shem Rosh Leinberg, I didn't see this inside, but I heard B'Shmoy, that he wanted to say that even this Aruch HaShulchan is only talking about private property. If I invite you to your to my house, so in my house, people do all sorts of interesting things in their house. And people have they dig ditches, and people's property is not always as organized or as safe as it should be. So when you come into my property, you have to keep your eyes open. I'm not guaranteeing your safety, and if you fall into a pit, I'm going to be pasur. However, Rosh Leinberg writes that when you're dealing with a store, a place which is, even though it's privately owned, but it's a place for the rabbim to come, there certainly there's an expectation that a place which is made for the tzibur is going to is not going to have a bar. And there, Rosh Leinberg held that this machlokes does not apply, and a bar, even though it's technically in Rishus HaYachid, would be liable. You'd be have the regular dinim of bar. It doesn't have to be
fit. If you know that you're putting yourself in peril, what's the score that somebody would want to do that?
His point is not who's doing who the favor. You could the fact that when you're inviting the fellow coming into your private house doesn't mean you're inviting him for a meal. It could be you need him and you want to talk to him. The point is that in a private property, lav dafka zera kabbalah shmira, and people have just like people will have a shor or. Today, more common people can have a dog. So when you come to my house, there might be a dog there, and you watch yourself if you don't want to get bitten. I'm not necessarily being kabel shmira. Mashenkein, a place where the tzibur is coming in. So if the tzibur is coming in, there is the expectation it will be a safe or secure area. So there, he's saying that the svar doesn't apply, and in that case, he says that you're going to be chayev for bar.
And you don't be chayev on the roof of the person.
Correct. There'll be a pater on Kalim because bar is pater on Kalim.
It would be on the guy who broke the jar.
Okay, we'll get to him in a moment. We'll get to him in a moment. So that was the first point. The problem that this is in a Rishus HaYachid, so Aruch HaShulchan says Machlokes, we have the svar from Rav Scheinberg that you're going to be chayev regardless. But now we have a more basic problem. When you dig a bar, what normally happens? There's a deep ditch in the street, someone falls in, and he hits. Either the impact falling into the bar causes the damage, or the hevel, the fact that there is the stale air in the hevel causes the damage. When you slip on the pickle jar, you're slipping. Where are you falling? You're not falling. You're not getting. If you slip and your shoes or your suit gets dirty from the pickle juice, so there we can talk about bar. We have a problem with cable. But over here, you slipped on the pickles and you fell on karka oilam. You didn't fall into the bar. The bar caused you to slip and get hurt on the karka oila. So there we pointed out, Shulchan Aruch passes like the Shita of Tosis, that there's no chiv. If a person puts a rock in the middle of the street, if the person falls on the street and hits and smashes into the rock, the impact is on the rock, so his rock, his bar caused the damage, there's a chiv of bar. However, if you trip on a rock and then just fall on the ground near the rock, there, Tosfos said, that is karka olam, it's not your property, and there the chiddush of bar does not apply. So therefore, if you trip on the juice, but now you're just falling flat on the tiles, since the tiles is not the bar, the tiles is next to the bar, so according to Tosfos, there's no chiv. The Ramban would hold your chayiv regardless. The Goyin brings down the Ramban, Chazonish says it's a seka dedina, but to be moitzi mamin would be a challenge, because the bar did not directly cause the damage. There's going room for you to get hurt on the karka next to it.
Just learning about the army, but every time you come from Tzad Shabbat, so it doesn't necessarily have any all the characteristics of a bar. Tzad Shabbat, the Amadamadik and Chaya, so even though it didn't the karka before, but...
This is not a Tzad Shabbat. This is straight bar. You put a bar there. No, I'm just kidding. That's when the wind blew it in. There's koyach achamurava. There's no koyach achar over here.
And this is the guy dropping.
Okay. Let's use a simpler case where you just got put down. But it's not gonna help you. Okay. Wait a second. Let me just finish one point. Then. So now before anyone gets too excited or starts dumping pickle jars over in your store. We pointed out that this is a machlokes shilta givorim and perhaps chazoinish, because in the case of the Taisus was a person put a rock in the middle of the street. So if he trips on the rock but it gets hurt on the street, the impact is on the ground around it. Since that's not his bar, there he's not responsible. It's only when the impact is on the rock. What happens over here in this case, where the person put created the bar, but it's in his own property. So the ground that the customer smashed into is his own private property. It's not part of the bar, but it's his karka. So over here, the Chazanir said that you're chayef. It's only when it's karka oilom, in the street where the land next to it is not yours, you have nothing to do with that impact, you're just a grama, they are going to be pater. However, in a case where you own the property, there you're going to be chayef. Pointed out the Shulchan Aruch Yibarim seems to argue, but at least according to this Chazanir, you would be chayef. So since you have the Ramban that says anyway you're chayev on falling outside the bar, and you have the Chazanish, so there's more, it's perhaps with Sekseik, again, you're not Moitzi Momen, but there's more Tzadim to be Mechayev.
What's the Chazanish? Okay,
and Chami, it has to be where he fell on that ground, and it's the Gemara says it became muddy. Or so you fell in the mud, and that mud or that you know that refes or tis, that's yours. Otherwise, if it goes in and it's not the kaka, then you're talking about.
What's
the kaka?
What
he says it the svara. Neither the Chazanish or the Shulchan Aruch bring any riyas in the Gemara. They just make opposite assumptions. So this is all assuming it's the store owner is the one that dropped the jar of pickles. He's the one that created the bar. What happens if someone else does? A kid came in, a kid knocks it over. So if I dig a bar in your rishos, the halacha is, the person that digs the bar is responsible. He dug the bar, he's responsible for the damage that happened. However, as we pointed out, That's normally, if I dig a bar in Rosh Hashanah, even though it's not my property, it's a public street, nevertheless, when I dig it, I own it. So if I dig it, even though it's in a public street, it's not mine, I have full responsibility. What happens, on the other hand, if I dig it in your property? So the halacha is like this. Taisus Paskin and Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that until the property owner is aware of it, it's certainly the responsibility of the person that dug the bar. So if the customer before you put the dropped the pickles on the floor, until the landlord is aware of what happened, certainly it's the first customer's responsibility. They dug the bar, and they're responsible for the consequences. Now, although they're responsible, I don't want to confuse anyone too much, but if we go back to the story we just said, if a person slips on the pickles and falls on the store, he's not responsible for hitting the impact on the store. That's not his property. That's a svara only when we're trying to be mechayev the store owner. When we're trying to be mechayev the person who created the bar, it's only if he actually fell onto the pickles and somehow the pickles hurt the person. So until the store owner is aware of it, then it's the person who dug the bar, it's his responsibility. What happens once he becomes aware of it? So here, Shulchan Aruch Paskin's Svara of Taisus, that once you become aware of it, even though you didn't dig it, since it's your property, it's your rishus, you are responsible for the bar. Now, you have the right to bill the first person for creating the bar. If someone comes into your property, and at the edge of the property, jackhammers a bar, so he's a mazik. You can send him a bill for the damage that he did. However, you send him the bill, but it's your responsibility to go ahead and cover up that bar and make sure that no one gets hurt. So Taisus learns in the Shulchan Aruch Paskin that once the person is aware of it, once the owner is aware of it, even though he didn't do it, and even though there's another person that dug it, that person's obligation is simply to pay for the damage of the digging, but the obligation to fix it and the chiyuv of a hezek of a bar that happens afterwards is going to be on the property owner. So once the store owner is aware the bar exists on his property, if he's negligent, he doesn't fix it, then at that point he's going to be responsible. The Ramban argues, the Ramban says it's ain't a bedin, that if a bardas creates a bar with willingly, you know, deliberately. So if you create a bar, you're going to be responsible for any damage that happens. And it's the Baal HaBar, the person who created it, it's responsibility to get rid of it. But Shulchan Aruch passes like Taisus, it's not like this Ramban, that it's the owner's responsibility. Once you're aware, you have to make, you have to get rid of the hazard.
What about that sign that you put up, slippery floor? Is that good enough?
Yeah, if you're warned about it, you have a very hard time to win a case of bar if you have a warning. It's like you mentioned you're doing the daf. If you like, it's the person who's walking with a beam. If he warns the person behind him, I'm about to stop. So even though perhaps he shouldn't be stopping in the middle of the street, but nevertheless, if the person ignores the warning and smashes into him, he can't be mechayev the other person al bar. Although there are transgressions, actually other mamazik in many cases. But once you're given a warning, if a person just ignores that warning, then there won't be any liability. So that we saw that as far as getting rid of a bar, it depends on how the bar was created. If you dig a bar, you have complete responsibility until it's covered over. And the fact that you have one person and 12 customers is not an exemption. Who asked you to create the bar in the first place? On the other hand, when it was created by Oinus, which this case certainly would be, a customer came and dropped it, so there we saw you were given enough time to go ahead and to hire workers, buy material, hire workers, and whatever the normal time frame it is to get it fixed up. And one of the cases there was, Mechaber brings down to Yesh Ayimim, that if there are no workers available, it's July 4th weekend, you can't find the workers at the normal price. Anyone who you find wants the king's ransom to come in on a holiday weekend, the Mechaber says you're not responsible to do that. So as long as you weren't negligent in the creation of the bar, you have an obligation to take care of it, but you don't have to do anything heroic. You fix it whatever the normal fashion would be. Correct. He's not mechuyav to sit there and watch it, and that's actually what the Rishonim speak out, that when we say you have enough time to go buy materials and hire workers, you don't have to sit there and warn people. If there's a simple aid like hang up a sign, you probably would be responsible. It's a good idea to do it anyway because you're going to get sued.
The question is as far as taking the chance of losing the customer that while you're trying to sign up, they'll walk out. Do you have to take that?
Yeah, so in this extended time frame, when one person digs a bar and now, but it's your property, you're responsible to take care of it. If it takes a certain amount of time to go to Home Depot, buy the materials, hire the workers, during this interim period, it's the first person's responsibility. So the first person will be responsible until you have a legitimate opportunity to go ahead and take care of it. Do you have to lose customers? Probably not. Probably not. The discussion there is a case of hiring workers at a premium. That lawyer is when you're paying extra, it's money out of pocket, but I would assume if the normal thing to do is to wait until your customers are gone, you probably have that right. Fair point. Whether it's the actual owner or the pile. The pile is the one that's not, you know, he's not going to be the one that's responsible, so in economy it probably is not enough unless you start coming on to him and hug him and things like that. But Mikra has this. What? Now, you can't be mechayev the owner. Elamai, to be mechayev an owner, there's a general issue of whether an employer or a baal bas is responsible for the actions of his workers. Now, Mikra has been, the answer is no. You hire someone to a contractor, his employee comes and goes ahead and destroys your house. Mi'ikar din, go chase after that employee. And if he's an illegal immigrant, you know, good luck. It's your problem, not the employer's. That being said, the Erech Shai says the minug is that when you hire someone and he brings in a laborer, the person is taking responsibility. There's a very strong sparrow for that. You would not allow this undocumented alien into your house to go ahead and work on it. It's only because you're relying on the Baal HaBas, you're relying on this business, which is an established business that you have a relationship with, and he has somewhat deeper pockets, and therefore he says there's a Kabbalah Zachrayus when you take people in. Now that is dependent on Minog. The Minog in Seagate, you know, pre-war Seagate is Lav Dafka, the Minog that applies in Muncie today, but I think the practice, the facts on the ground, is there is such a Minog today. Yeah, he's a mazik.
Even if it's
b'shoigig, you're just when you cause damage to someone, whether it was whether it was b'mezid or b'shoigig, even in oinus, depending on the level, is generally going to be responsible. Adam ha-mazik is very hard to get out of. And oinus gomer, again, oinus kain genevo, according to Tosis, but dropping a pickle jar is enough to be responsible.
So
No, that was a malchus. If once you inform the store owner and he has the opportunity to get rid of it, then according to the Shulchan Aruch and according to Tosfos, once the owner knows about it, it's his responsibility to get rid of it. You have to pay for the pickles, but he's the one that actually has to do the cleanup job.
If
he's very busy and you see he won't be able to get to it, he doesn't have workers, he doesn't have staff, then you're going to remain liable until it gets cleaned up. And therefore, again, the liability is fairly limited because it's not your store and people generally don't get hurt on the pickles itself. But conceptually, if you created the bar, you're responsible until it gets fixed up, or at least until the owner had the opportunity to fix it.
And what if you have security cameras? Can you kind of, for a person, say, you have a security camera to see if someone's guilty, you should have seen this happening, or...
The fact that you have security cameras, you can't be watching everything at all times. You can make that argument, but it's a fact. At the end of the day, it's a factual question. Did the person know about it? Was he aware of it? And did he have the opportunity to go ahead and clean it before someone got hurt? If it's a hazard where people can get hurt, then anyone would have a chiyuv leitzame to go ahead and clean it.
Well, the person who dropped the pickles, I have to also clean it up.
Well, what kinyan? He took the pickles, he didn't make a kinyan on it, he didn't pay for it yet, he just dropped it. So he's a mazik, he's responsible for the damage to the fact that the pickles are now worthless, but they're not necessarily his. And unless you argue it's a kinyan on Manas Lavakra, but Pashas, it's not his pickles until he actually pays for it. If you have your pickles in your shopping cart and someone takes it away from you, while, you have the last jar of pickles, so someone else desperately needs it, and they take it away, so you'd be hard pressed to say that they're a ganav. They're certainly not a nice person. On a mahapach, but to say that he's a goslin because you had it first is a chiddush.
So
if you dug a bar in someone else's rishus and you notify the person, their bar is there. It's his responsibility to get to take care of it, according to Tosfos. Rambam argues, but according to Tosfos, once he knows about it, it's his responsibility to actually get rid of it. Your responsibility is just to pay for the bar. Now, when the pickles, going back for a moment to how the pickles dropped, if they dropped b'shoigig, so as far as your liability for the pickles, you're chayav, because other more liable. Let's talk about for a moment from the store owner's perspective. And let me just go through a few cases in the Gemara, then we'll get back to this actual example. The typical case of bar is someone digs a ditch in the Shul Sarabim, someone falls in, there's a chayav of bar. The tolda of bar, for those that are learning Daf Yomi, what's the tolda of bar? Anybody? You take a rock, you take a knife, you put it in the middle of the street, someone trips on it, gets hurt, it's not a physical bar, you didn't dig a ditch, but it's an obstacle which is in Rosh Hashanah, created a hazard, and you're responsible for the damage within your Sharvel Adam Chamar V'loi Kedem. Now the Gemara in Daf Vav says that what happens if you don't actually put the brick in the street? You put your Evan, your rock, your knife on the roof of your house. Now the roof of your house, no one's getting hurt. No one's walking on your roof and tripping on your roof. The problem is that a wind comes along and blows the rock or blows the knife into the street. And at that point someone gets hurt. So this, the halacha is that you're chayiv. This is a bar. Although you didn't physically put it in the street, since you put it in a place with a ruach mitsuya, it was able to be blown into the street. At that point, it has a din of bar, or perhaps blown out of esh, and you're going to be responsible for the damage. Now, the Gemara makes a chiluk that if it's damaged while it's falling down, there it has a din of esh. Esh, you light a fire, the wind blows the fire, it travels. So while it's traveling, there's a chiyuv of esh. Once it actually lands, now already it's not a chiyuv of esh, now it's a chiyuv of bar. It's a bar that you're responsible for causing it to be in the Rishus HaRabim. Now this is only when it fell Baruach Metzuyah. You perched your rock on the ledge of your roof. A wind came along, not a Ruach Metzuyah, a regular wind came along and blew it off. So that bar, since you were negligent, you caused it to be here, you're responsible for the damage that occurs. Masha'in Kane, if your item is well secured on your deck, there is a major storm, there's a hurricane, and this Ruach She'enu Metzuyah comes, blows the item in the middle of the street. So there the halacha is, did you dig the bar? No, you didn't dig the bar. You didn't put it there. It came there with a ruach she'enu metzuyah. So in that case, because it was because you didn't put it there, and it came ba'ayinus with a ruach she'enu metzuyah, there that is not considered your bar, and you're not responsible. However, here we have a critical distinction. If a hurricane comes and blows your chairs onto the street, so are you? As far as the digging, the fact that it's in the street, that you're not responsible for. You didn't put it there, it was a Ruach She'enu Metzuyah. On the other hand, once you learn that your chair in the middle of the street, it's your chair, it's your moment. You have a responsibility, if it's yours, to take it out of the street and to prevent people from getting hurt. So because it's there, since it's your moment, since it belongs to you, you're responsible not because you were negligent in putting it there. The responsibility is you're negligent in leaving it there. Once you have noticed and you left it there, you're going to be responsible. But in Cain, it depends, there's a very simple answer. If your chair, patio chair ends up, your lawn furniture ends up in the middle of the street, so obviously, Ruach Metzuyah or not, you want this furniture, you're going to take it back, and if anything happens beforehand, you're going to be liable. On the other hand, what happens if there's a storm? And a couple of branches from your tree blow in the middle of the street. Now, are these branches worth anything to you? No. They're completely worthless. If you take them, all you're going to do is now you have to pay someone to haul it away. So in that case, although, as far as digging is, as far as putting in the street, are you responsible for it falling into the street? No. It was a hurricane. It was a Ruach She'enu Metzuyah. Once it's in the street where you're masker it, you don't want it, you make it hefker. So there you have no responsibility as far as leaving it there. So in that case, masker and rezaka of achar and filas oinis, there you're going to be puzzled. So if you take this branch and you put it into the street, you're negligent or you be a dime, you put it in, you dug the bar, you're responsible. Hefker is not going to help you. But if it went ba'oinis and now you're masker it, that's masker and rezaka of achar and filas oinis. And in that case, you're going to be off the hook. So going back to our case of the pickle jar, if you take the pickles and you drop it on the floor, even if you're a shlamazo, it's b'shoigig, but at the end of the day, that's p'shia, you're going to be responsible for the person that dropped it, dug the bar, and he's responsible until the store owner is aware of it. However, let's look at it from the store owner's perspective for a minute. There, is he responsible for the fact that the pickles are on the floor? Was he pesheya? Is it a ruach metzuyah for people to drop pickles? Probably not. It happens on occasion, but it's not a ruach metzuyah. He doesn't have to every day come by and clean up clean pickles off the floor. So it's a ruach she'enu metzuyah. If it's a ruach she'enu metzuyah, what's his liability? His liability is because it's his bar. Now that's true if it's his bar. On the other hand, if these pickles are totally worthless, so as soon as it hits the ground, he's master. He has absolutely nothing to do with it. When it gets cleaned up, it's being thrown in the garbage. Hopefully it's not being resold to the next customer. So he's master. So if it's master in a zaka of v'achar in a filos oinus, in such a case, there will be no responsibility from arising from the ownership of the pickles. Now, yesh lodim, perhaps, depending on how you learn the Rav Chaim Brook Svara, perhaps because it's his property, there's a Kabbalah Sachrayas, maybe you'll get him in some other way. But at least conceptually, if your mumen ends up on the street, but you're masker it right away, as long as it fell ba'inis, you have no responsibility. So if you end up, again, your rocks, your tree, your branches end up in the middle of the street, as long as it's something that you're master right away, since you weren't negligent in digging it, you have no responsibility for what happens afterwards, after you're actually, after master it, because it's not your moment, and there's no reason for you to be responsible for what happens. Now, this we actually, the Mishnah actually discusses such a case. And the Mishnah says like this, Mishnah Bava Metzin Daf Kuf Yud Ches, that if a Kaisel of Ilan Shanafa, if a person has a wall or he has a tree that falls into the street and someone gets hurt, halacha is he's pasul. Why? Because it was you didn't do anything wrong by when you planted the tree. You didn't do anything wrong when you built the wall. So the fact that it fell, that's an oinus. Once it falls, you're masker it. You have no use for the tree, and therefore it's not your responsibility. It's tremendous. What comes out is that if there's a storm and now the streets are littered with trees, it's the responsibility of the Bezdin, of the Public Works Department, the Sanitation Department, to clear the streets. You can't be mechay of the people whose tree it was or where the property came from, because he didn't do anything wrong. It fell by oinus.
How about if it hit a car when it was going down?
Mm-hmm. So it's certainly possible, because there was no negligence. Even Eish, it's in Ruach She'eno Metzuya. There's absolutely no responsibility. We'll get to that in a moment. Things are a little bit more complicated there, but Pashta in Svara, you should be right. And we'll see, it may not be true, but it's going to be a question, why not? Now, over here, the Mishnah does make an important distinction. He says, that's only when your tree was a healthy tree. A storm came and it fell down. So that's called an oinus, and there you're going to be puzzled. However, the Mishnah says, if the tree was already rotting, the wall was deteriorating, and Bezdin warned him, you'd better take care of this tree, you'd better take care of this wall. So then, Mara says, Bezdin gives you 30 days to take care of it. The Zman Bezdin is Shloshim Yoyim. Whenever Bezdin orders someone to do something, they will give 30 days, they'll give an amount of time to get his act together. So if it falls within that 30 days, he has no liability. If it falls afterwards, since he was warned, he was negligent, there already he's responsible for what happened. Now, although you typically have 30 days, the Shittim Mukbetta says that's only when it's not an imminent danger. When Bezdin sees this tree is rotting, but it should be okay for the next period of time. So the default Bezdin will give you 30 days. However, if they see it's an imminent danger, they can fall down tomorrow or the next day, Bezdin will in that case force them to remove it immediately. Shloshim Yoyim is not a gezeiras hakasev. It's just if we see it should be able to last. We'll give you 30 days, and at that point you'll have to do it. But if it's an imminent danger, Bezdin will shorten that time frame and make you do it right away. Now, what happens if you have a tree? You have a branch. It's leaning over your neighbor's property, and your neighbor starts getting nervous, and he tells you, "Listen, you know, that tree doesn't look so healthy. I want you to take it down." So you drain him a cup, you'll get a quote, push him, drain him a little bit, he comes to you a second time, comes to you a third time. Finally, the tree falls down and smashes his ass. Are you responsible or not? So the Mishnah says that if he has hasra, if he was warned and he ignores the warning, so then he's responsible. He can't claim it's an oinus, he's going to be responsible today. The Mishnah doesn't define what kind of warning you need and who gives this warning. So, for example, the Chavos Yoreh says that this warning can't be done you can't just go over a person quietly and give him the warning. It has to be done in front of Edom. You have to have witnesses. There has to be a certain amount of formality to show that this is for real, this is serious. If you call over two witnesses and you go to your neighbor and say, listen, I'm warning you now, get rid of this tree, it's a problem, then that is, hasra would be enough. But without witnesses, then he says, hasra is nothing. But in truth, the Shulchan Aruch is really mashma more than that. And Shulchan Aruch brings down the hasra has to be from a bezdin. Bezdin has to warn the person, this tree is a danger, it's a hazard, get rid of it. If it's hasra doesn't come from the bezdin, very ready, there will not be responsibility. Now, there's a bit of a tumult about this. There's a Tshuva Rosh that talks about a case where someone rented an attic, he stuffed it with a tremendous amount of wheat, the attic ultimately collapsed and destroyed the floor underneath it. So Rush says that if you gave him Asra, you have to, if even if the neighbors gave him Asra, even if they gave it to him privately out of Bez, then he has to pay. So over there, this is the Achrayim ask. Over there, private Asra is enough. Here you need a Bez, and what is the difference? So the Achrayim gives two terutzim. The Teres Chaim says, he says the reason why you need Bezdin is that when a tree is rotting a little bit, not every tree that's a little bit, that's not so healthy is going to fall. It suddenly requires an expertise. So if your neighbor is nervous and says, get rid of the tree, you can ignore him. However, Zokta Teres Chaim, when you look at the tree and it's obvious to everyone this thing is a danger, it's going to fall any day, you don't need Bezdin for that. In that case, you're going to be chayiv. So in a case where it's clearly a danger, bezdin or not, once you're warned, you're going to be responsible. It's only when maybe yes, maybe no. It's debatable. So your neighbor says, get rid of it, you can ignore your neighbor. He's nervous. What does he know? Just because he's nervous, I don't have to accommodate. I don't have to spend money to calm his nerves. But the moment it becomes clear that it is a danger, it will fall, Teres Chaim says, there's no din of bezdin, and you're going to be responsible regardless. Yeah, it certainly could. If your tree is growing into the neighbor's property and he wants to cut it down because it's bothering him in any way, he has the right to do so, if it's actually bothering him. The case over here is whether you can be mechayev, the first person to do it, and whether he's going to be liable if you fail to do so. So the Teres Chaim says, although here Shulchan Aruch says you need Hasra of Bezdin, that's only when it's debatable whether it's a danger. When it's a clear danger, you don't need Bezdin, and you're clear to do it regardless. Now the Drisha says it a bit differently. He says the reason why you need Bezdin is, otherwise the person can argue, I didn't realize it was my responsibility. The tree's in your property, maybe you cut it down. Who says I'm responsible? It's only considered negligence if I'm on notice that I have to take care of my tree. So according to the Drisha, even if it's a clear danger, perhaps you would still need a formal Hasra on Bezdin, because he can say, I didn't realize that I had to do it. I thought it was your responsibility. Mashenkin, in the case of the Rush, where you put in 40 tons of wheat on an attic and the walls were buckling, there it's a clear other mamazik, and there this argument doesn't apply.
Does the threshold change when there's a forecast a hurricane is coming? So an average tree is not, normally you don't have to do anything. Everybody knows in 2 days half the trees are going to fly out.
It's a good question. You do find with the wind is there already, if there's a ruach she'enu mitsuya, but it's blowing already, and you light a match, that there is a chi of it, because at this point it's not just Mitsuya, it's here. Now, whether a forecast in the future, I don't know. I mean, for what it's worth, they say over that, again, in Sukkot, I think someone asked Rav Yashav about if there's a forecast to be raining, and is that a tour? Can you say, I'm not going to eat in the Sukkot because it's going to forecast that it's going to rain any minute? He said, then Levi Habal, you can't be Semech on it, and it's not a tour of the Mitzvah Sukkah. So I don't know how far to take it, how accurate the forecast has to be. But it's true. If it's here already, if the hurricane is 5 miles away, coming forward, coming here, then arguably it's Mitsuya here already. It's here already. It's boiling and it's heading here. If it's a few hundred miles out, and just their models forecast that there's an 80% probability of it heading in this direction, I don't know at what point it will become Mitsuya. Well, the question is whether Bezdin would force people to cut it down, because they have it, if they have enough time to cut down the tree, is it considered a pshia? Is it the equivalent of giving Hasra, where if there's Hasra that's ignored, you're now responsible for the consequences?
Is today's municipality,
for
these items, are Bezdin today? They're the ones who come and say, do this and do that. Is that good enough?
Probably. Today, Bezdin doesn't run the sanitation department, and they don't walk around giving Hasra. There is a tshuva from Rav Henkin that basically writes that the koyach of Bezdin, as far as takono is for the tzibur, that today is dina malchus adina, is given over to the body that actually does it. So since in practice it's the municipality that walks around, sees what's dangerous, and puts people on notice, that would be the equivalent of Hasra and Bezdin. But I don't think they do. I think today they cut it down on their own. But in theory, if they would give someone notice, this is a hazard, get rid of it, I would think that would be enough, and that would be enough to be mechayev. Okay, now, what?
Nobody would
Right. Okay, so to do this, we have to really get back to where we were heading. If there's a storm and your tree ends up on your neighbor's property, but we're out of time, we'll have to continue that next week.